control of the airwaves, dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. And tonight, in the studio, it's Ian with you.
And Sam.
And Mark.
Don't forget, you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site free, so head over there, enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. We've got a returning guest back to join us again with an update on Mark Emery. We've talked to Mark a number of times in the past. He is the Prince of Pot, and was well known worldwide for being one of the primary, I guess, go-to guys when it came to commenting on the ending this insane war on drugs. He was not just about legalizing marijuana. He gets it on the full front of ending the war on drugs, and I think that's great. Of course, he's also a pretty liberty-oriented guy, having supported Ron Paul in 2008 with his magazine Cannabis Culture, which is now a website instead of a magazine, considering magazines are on the way out. They figured that out. They stopped publishing the print version, but they are still online and very strong over at CannabisCulture.com. Mark was targeted by the DEA and the United States federal government because, well, he speaks out against the war on drugs. They claim that the reason they went after him is because he's, you know, he sells seeds. But actually, in some of the statements they made it pretty clear that they were after him for political purposes as well. And they got him. They managed to get the government lackeys in Canada to hand him over. Because he's a Canadian, he's you know, living up in Vancouver, and they brought him across the border, and now he's in SeaTac federal prison, or at least last I heard, he was in SeaTac federal prison in Seattle, Washington, preparing to be transferred down to another federal prison in California. His lovely wife Jody is with us, I believe. Are you in Vancouver tonight, Jody?
Yes, I am.
Oh, welcome back to Free Talk Live, as always. Obviously, we'd prefer better circumstances, but your husband, Mark, is he still in Seattle, or has he been transferred at this point?
Yes, he's still in Seattle, and I'll be going down to see him this weekend. We don't know when he'll be transferred. It could be in the next few weeks, or it could be as late as next January or February, so we'll just find out when they finally move him.
So there's something going on that, as I understand it, in order to attempt to help him get out of the United States, there's some sort of process that could bring him back to Canada. He'd still have to be in jail, but at least he could be theoretically closer to you and in a Canadian prison system, which might be a little bit more comfortable.
He's able to apply, as all prisoners are, under the International Transfer of Offenders Act to be moved back to Canada. Canada and the U.S. have a treaty agreement that allows prisoners to be transferred to their home country to serve their sentence. And Canadians also have a right under our Charter of Rights to have entry into Canada and to be able to leave Canada and stay in Canada. So Mark has the right under the charter and under the treaty to be returned home to Canada. And the process requires applying to the Canadian government, which was done the day he was sentenced, September 10th, to 5 years in prison. So that application is with the Canadian federal government, but once he's moved to Taft in California, he'll apply for the U.S. side. And that goes to the Department of Justice, who consults with the BOP, the Bureau of Prisons, and the DEA and the State Department on whether he should be returned home. Home or not. Now, America has been sending Canadians back. They've recently scolded the Canadian government for not taking back Canadians. So we believe they should approve of his application, but it's quite a complicated bit of work that a lawyer needs to be hired for. And so that's what we're planning on Saturday, this Saturday, October 16th, an all-day money bomb, similar to what was done for Ron Paul, mm-hmm. where people contribute money in a one-day period towards the goal that we have of $8,500 to pay the lawyer's fees. So her name is Sylvia Royce, and she's an expert at transfers, and we want Mark to be able to come back to Canada to serve his sentence and possibly get out sooner under our early release laws. So we need support not only with people writing letters, but to the Justice Department and to the Public Safety Minister in Canada, but we also need his support in this time of need financially, because Mark, you know, a lot of people say, well, Mark made millions of dollars selling seeds. Why do you need to ask for donations? And most people do know that Mark and I have no savings. We have no money set aside. His whole point for selling the seeds was to raise money to give away as soon as possible. And
he did that. He did give away millions of dollars to the various different cannabis legalization movements, not just in Canada, but also in the United States and around the world.
Absolutely. He paid for medical marijuana ballot initiatives that have legalized it in many states. And right before I came on the show now, there was an ad with Montel Williams and Marijuana Policy Project.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they were going to be shut down in 1998, and Rob Campia came to Mark and said, I need money to keep MPP going. He gave them $15,000, and now they're one of the most effective lobbyist groups in the United States. They wouldn't have survived without Mark's money. And he gave millions of dollars away and sold millions of seeds, which helped plant the seeds of freedom and overgrow the government, as he always said he wanted to do. And so even in California, with all that medical marijuana that has led to a vote coming up to legalize it, a lot of that is due to Mark, who was brave enough to send seeds to the U.S. and to take the money and use it all on the movement. So he's done so much for many people, not even just financially, but just inspiring them and giving them advice and encouraging people to do what they love and to fight this war, fight against it and end prohibition. And I hope that right now in our time of need, people will give that.
I would hope so. I know that
here on Saturday.
I mean, having looked at some of these money bombs that have gone on in the past, $8,000 and change isn't an incredibly high goal. So I have no doubt that with the right amount of promotion, you will meet your goal and perhaps even exceed it. I mean, I think that this is easily attainable.
Oh, yes, we sure hope so. We've already got $1,000 pledged, and whatever we don't make from my store, we'll make up the rest of it because we've got to pay this lawyer. So I sure hope people do contribute more, and if they do, that will go towards printing up more information pamphlets and helping with all sorts of other activism work. And in fact, Jeremiah from Cannabis Culture and I are going down to California, to Oakland, with Richard Lee for November 2nd, and I'm going to be volunteering for a few days there, helping them with whatever they need. So, you know, travel fees for that sort of thing, and to go visit Mark, that's, you know, what the money helps cover too. So whatever people are willing to give, we appreciate it. I get beautiful letters with $5, $10, $25 donations from people who really care and are giving all they can afford to give. And we so appreciate that more than I can express. And I know that many people who can't afford to donate money, you know, they're going to write letters and they're going to talk to friends and they're going to help us in whatever way they can, because Mark has touched so many lives, and that's what we're trying to give back to him. And
he's still doing everything he can from, you know, on the inside, which obviously is a limited amount of ability. Where are you, if I may ask? It sounds like you're in a crowd of people.
I'm in a restaurant. I'm about to have lunch. I've got a bit of a cold, so I'm getting a nice hot lentil soup to try and fight this off. So a friend of mine and my ad manager and I are just having a bite to eat next door to our store.
So tell me, Jody, where is it people can go on Saturday the 16th for the money bomb?
They can go to freemark.ca or cannabisculture.com, and we'll have every half hour an update of how much money has been sent in. People can call in with their credit card or use PayPal online. We have a list of the different ways people can contribute. So you can also find other ways to help as well, with letters you can send and phone numbers to call, information about Mark if people aren't familiar with all that he did and how he paid taxes and how he's running elections and everything else about him. Freemark.ca is the place to go.
That's Freemark with a C, freemark.ca. Jody, I'll let you get back to your soup, and I thank you for coming on the show here tonight. Always appreciate the updates, and best of luck on Saturday.
Well, thank you so much. I truly appreciate it, and keep fighting the good fight. I know you're facing some persecution yourself, but, you know, you're a brave person, and we really respect you for that. Mark sends his best.
Thank you, Jody. I appreciate it. Enjoy your meal, and we'll talk to you again. That's freemark.ca. You can head over there, and I'm sure they'll take your money now if you don't want to wait until Saturday. The guy's an incredible hero. I mean, he stood up so tall for ending the war on drugs, and they've come after him. And if we can help him get out of the United States and into Canada, where he might qualify for an early release, which he would not qualify for in the United States.
The conditions are just going to be better, too. I can tell you that.
Send him 5, send him 10, send him 20, whatever you can send. Freemark.ca. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills that has little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, No legislation without representation. Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizeDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizeDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizeDC.org.
What is a wind generator?
How can the wind produce power for a small cabin?
How can wind energy be stored and used during an emergency?
Can I assemble my own wind generator?
For answers to questions about wind power, visit windbluepower.com. Did you know the wind could provide your family with emergency power? It can with a wind generator from windbluepower.com. Learn how our amazing LifeBreeze wind generator kits start charging a 12-volt battery and just 6 mile per hour wind. Or see the new Cyclone X2 dual kit featuring 2 wind generators on just 1 tower. And learn why schools and universities across the country utilize our products to teach about wind power and alternative energy at windbluepower.com. All kits qualify for a 30% IRS tax credit for residential energy efficient property. Enter coupon code RADIO for a 5% discount at windbluepower.com. That's windbluepower.com or call 800-976-0026. That's 800-976-0026.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets.
We'll say it again.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. Electronics, toys, flashlights, computers, accessories, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Whatever type battery you need, alkaline, lithium, gel cell, NiCad, metal hydride, sealed lead acid, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Our homepage gives you quick access to ham, marine, police, fire, and aviation batteries. Plus, choose from our great selection of LED flashlights with no bulb to ever burn out and much longer battery life. Find many top brands, including Streamlight, Pelican, Surefire, Novatek, Gerber, and more at BatteryStation.com. You'll also find the most popular brands of ammunition and watertight cases for storing guns, food, electronics, survival gear, and more at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. You will be surprised when you visit BatteryStation.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features there for free. So head over there and you can watch the webcam if you'd like. We've got cam built in to the same page as our chat room, actually. Go to cam.freetalklive.com. You can watch, you can listen, you can interact with other Free Talk Live listeners. Again, that's cam.freetalklive.com. It is free and brought to you by memorydealers.com.
Memory Dealers is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs. They have the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers that are 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers at up to 99% off of list price. They also offer great prices and service on used networking equipment such as Cisco routers and switches. It's memorydealers.com.
All right, the toll-free number here, 800-259-9231. To your phone calls and the fun, Todd is in Michigan on the amp lines. Hello, Todd.
Hey, Ian, Sam, and Mark. What's going on, guys?
Todd, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I don't know if you guys heard today, but a U.S. federal judge basically implemented a block, if you want to call it a block, on don't ask, don't tell. The military policy that's been around for 17 years.
That's been a little while, I think, hasn't it, Todd? I mean, I heard that like a week and a half ago. Is it somehow been put into play today?
Well, the judge, it came out in the newswire today from the Associated Press that it was that the federal judge basically ordered this block.
Well, the news a week and a half ago, I think, was that the Democrats failed at attempting to actually put this through legislatively.
No, that's
twice in a row, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, so now saying a judge has stepped in and just basically put the kibosh on it.
What's interesting, and I was reading about this, apparently, and this is, I guess Phillips did this last month about this whole ruling that was unconstitutional. According to the San Francisco Chronicle, she rejected the government's request to appeal the ruling only to the members of the Log Cabin Republicans, the group promoting equal rights for gays and lesbians that sued the Department of Defense to overturn the policy. So this is interesting. According to this, and this is from this one person named Alexander Nicholson, the executive director of the Servicemembers United, a gay and lesbian troops organization, he says, and I quote, "This order from Judge Phillips is another historic and courageous step in the right direction, a step that Congress has been noticeably slow in taking."
Yeah, I mean, I think it's, in the perspective of government, I think it's a good decision. I don't think that people should be targeted for their sexual orientation. I don't think anybody should join the military in the first place. I don't know why you'd want to. It's an organization that kills people and causes destruction. So I have a problem with the military. Right. But if you want to join the military, for whatever reason, you should be able to.
Well, the gays and lesbians are forced to fund the military, so they should be able to, as far as I'm concerned, work in it in an equal fashion. I know that some people believe that battlefield conditions mean that you shouldn't have gay folks there for whatever reason, but, hey, you know, they make the gay people pay for it.
Well, you know what's really interesting about this is that you've got a number of progressive gay rights activists over the years who basically were objecting to a policy that former President Bill Clinton signed an executive order on, something that came from a Democratic president, not from a Republican president. And you would think that at that time, when that went into effect, they would actually be all over him. They would just basically rip him apart. But no, they didn't. They only went after the Republicans.
Well, people are partisan.
Well, I think it was.
It was extremely bipartisan, no matter what. But it was still an executive order across the board. And for the Supreme Court, for a federal judge to basically issue this kind of ruling, which is something that Obama would not even repeal in the old executive order that Clinton signed twice in a row, just shows exactly where the priorities of the Democrats are nowadays.
Todd, thanks for the call and the thoughts tonight. Appreciate it at 800-259-9231.
Yeah, I think that I think that the don't ask, don't tell policy was a step that the Democrats were taking in a direction. And I think that this is you know, obviously Obama, this isn't where he's focusing today, but I think that at some point or another, if the Democrats managed to keep a majority, that they, you know, gays would be treated equally in the military, at least more so than they are today. So I, you know, the bashing the Democrats over it not happening the way they want and when they want, I don't know that that really works.
By the way, a couple of little bits of news here. Russell Canning, one of the activists, liberty activists up here, has been out of the spotlight for the most part for the last couple of years. Mm-hmm. However, was just arrested over the weekend, was released. He was arrested temporarily to hold him in the place where he was. He was out front of the local federal building in Concord, New Hampshire, with a piece of chalk. He had come out to chalk Free Bradley Manning, since we're talking about the military. Bradley Manning, of course, the guy who is under fire, who's been arrested.
The WikiLeaks guy.
Yeah, he let out all that information onto the Internet, and, of course, the federal government's very upset about that. Russell Canning went out to support him and chalk the federal building. And they've chalked the federal building before, or I guess some of the pylons or whatever out front of the federal building, the concrete slabs that they have out there. He was out there with a piece of chalk, and the Federal Protective Service agents came up, placed him under arrest, wrote him a $125 ticket, attempted to hand him the ticket while he was handcuffed, so he couldn't take the ticket, but they ended up forcing it on him and
stuck it in a pocket or something.
Yeah, then they released him. Yeah. So we'll keep you informed as to what happens there. I don't believe that Russell has any intentions to pay that $125,
which, yeah, that's gonna go.
Which likely means, well, we know how it goes, it likely means that he'll end up spending some time in jail. So federal detention, if you will.
Well, the Bradley Manning case is it's awful, and I hope that people can support Bradley Manning in any way that they can.
And so, yeah, I mean, again, the idea that somebody should be arrested for chalking.
It doesn't make much sense to me. And it's certainly not
crazy.
It's not vandalism in the sense that people imagine it.
No,
you don't have to
wipe away
paint over it or anything like that.
Next time
the rain will wash it off.
We live in New Hampshire. It rains all the time.
It just shows that they're making this stuff up as they go along, and they can really apply the law in whatever manner they deem necessary. And anytime you do something that makes a difference, that wakes people up, that shows people, you know, the truth about who the federal government is, they're going to come out and find some way to stop you.
It's a little bit of good. That's a little bit of bad news, but there's a little bit of good news as well. And the good news is Barry Cooper. He's had some good news. Mark, you got an email from him yesterday. I think it was sent out to his full news release list. What was the gist of that? His kid's back, right?
Yeah, that he's got his kid back, and life is good where they are, and you know they're thankful for all the support that people gave them and that kind
of. Barry Cooper from NeverGetBusted.com, who is the former law enforcement officer who has come out and against the war on drugs and is doing everything he can now to undo some of the damage that he did as a law enforcement officer. And of course, as with Mark Emery, who was against the war on drugs, he was targeted. Barry Cooper and his family have also been targeted for retaliation by the various different police departments down there in Texas and where they live. But I guess there's been some positive developments in his case that have gotten Candy's son back in their home. So that's a good thing. And it was a very positive email from Barry. 800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, boating, tow line, shipyard, or decoration. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive a free 100 feet of 550 paracord. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Allie C. Why Allie C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Allie C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allie C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allie C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allie C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allie C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allie C. For more information and to order Allie C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Allie C today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind if you dial in toll free. That number is 1-800-259-9231. It's brought to you by SACL CAI. 800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. We will give you the features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. And those features include our mobile site. If you've got a smartphone, you can go to m.freetalklive.com, and you can get access, quick access to our streams as well as podcasts. So head on over there if you've got the smartphone, m.freetalklive.com.
Have you ever considered taking your case to court without an attorney? Jurisdictionary.com is a course for people without a lawyer who must know what it takes to win, and for people with lawyers who want to minimize legal fees and maximize winning by knowing what their lawyer should be doing. It works for plaintiffs and defendants. It costs less than an hour with any good lawyer, and it's so easy the average eighth grader could go through the complete 4-CD course in a single weekend. It was created by a 24-year case-winning veteran who wants to show people how to protect themselves against members of his profession. You can go get it at jurisdictionary.com.
All right, 800-259-9231. Of course, we will take your calls about whatever you want if you dial in toll-free. And still to come here tonight, Sam, you're going to tell us some similarities between politicians and serial killers. We'll get to that. But first, Mark, you've got a story regarding tracking devices. Sometimes it's okay to be paranoid if they really are out to get you.
You know, they're watching me, man.
I had a guy call, just as an aside, I had a guy, we've got our Talkers magazine ad that we do to in an attempt to reach out to talk radio stations, but there are a lot of people that read that magazine that are looking to, like, pitch their guest or pitch their book or something like that. So occasionally I'll get calls from people like that. Actually, I get more calls from people like that than I get from radio stations. But nonetheless, this guy calls up today. He's putting together a UFO documentary. It's the most pitching it as like the most amazing footage. There's a UFO that's disappeared, and they've got the footage, and they've got this documentary. I basically told him, hey, we don't really have guests on the show. I'll give you tomorrow. You can buy some ads, though. We don't have a problem advertising your video, but nonetheless. I don't even know where the hell I was going with that.
Well, Nick on the Free Minds radio show this weekend had somebody who claimed to like have all these alien encounters, and he slapped one of them.
Oh, that's right.
An alien?
I remember where I was going with
it. He got in a fight or something.
So the alien guy was right. So I'm on the phone with this guy, and I'm wanting to get him in touch with you, Mark, to see if he's, you know, want to buy some ads. And so I start to give out your email address. He goes, oh, no, I can't use email. The government will, you know, they'll shut me down or something like that. Like, they've been after him before, and so now he doesn't use the Internet. He just uses snail mail. Which, of course, is a government service, too. But I didn't bring that up to him. I just thought it was interesting. So sometimes they really are watching you, whether they're watching the guy producing the UFO documentary. I don't know about that. But in this story, Mark, they absolutely were.
Well, you can imagine why the government want to keep that alien stuff, their alien masters, a secret. So anyway, this is from Wired.com. It's caught spying on a student. The FBI demands its GPS tracker back. A California student got a visit from the FBI this week after he found a secret GPS tracking device on his car. And a friend posted photos of it online.
Now, I'd seen that part. I'd only saw this story when the first photos came out of the device. It's huge.
Yeah, it's good size. It looks like, one of those, the strips, the plug-in strips, what you call the power strips.
Yeah, okay. It looks like that holds maybe 4 D-cell batteries.
Yeah, a walkie-talkie or something in there. It's rather large. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's not a discreet little device like Spider-Man would put on the back of a vehicle to track it.
Or like you might see the government people in movies using.
Yeah, nothing like that. You can't just walk by and put this thing on and keep moseying. This is going to require a mechanic or something to put in.
I don't know. I'm sure they had that in a
magnet.
Yeah, magnets or adhesive or something like that.
Yeah, something like that, I suppose. Anyway, the post prompted wide speculation about whether the device was real, whether the young Arab-American was being targeted in a terrorism investigation, and what the authorities would do. It took just 48 hours to find out. The device was real. The student was being secretly tracked by the FBI, and it wanted its expensive device back. The student told Wired.com in an interview yesterday, or Wednesday, this is, let me give the date on this, it's not brand new, October the 7th, so it's a few days old. The answer came when a half dozen FBI agents, one half dozen, and police officers appeared at Yasser Afifi's apartment complex in Santa Clara, California on Tuesday, demanding he return the device. Afifi, a 20-year-old U.S.-born citizen, cooperated willingly and said he'd done nothing to merit the attention from the authorities. Comments the agents made during the visit suggested he'd been under FBI surveillance for 3 to 6 months.
All because
of his dad. Like his dad, is a person of interest.
Gotcha.
The FBI, which means that he's done nothing but be related to a guy that they have some interest in. An FBI spokesman wouldn't acknowledge the device belonged to the agency or the agency appeared at Afifi's house. I really can't tell you much about it because it's still an ongoing investigation. They only let you have the information several decades after they've screwed up and acted like asses. And then at that point, most people have retired or are dead and you can't do anything about it. But you find out so many of these cases along. I mean, the United States government's now apologizing for infecting with syphilis and gonorrhea the citizens of, Honduras or Guatemala?
Right, after 60 years.
Right. We're not going to get some justice there? Of course you're not going to get any justice there, because the government keeps these things a secret.
Oh, I wish this guy, this young man, had recorded his interaction with the federal agents.
That would have been great.
Pull out your quick.com active smartphone and just start broadcasting live as these scumbags come up to you in your front door with literally a gang of men in an attempt to intimidate you into giving their tracking device back. Hey, you gave it to me. Finders keepers, pal. You put this on my car.
Yeah, well, I can tell you that if you start screwing with the FBI, life is going to really stink. I'm not saying I wouldn't love to see that video. I sure would. But you can understand why this young man doesn't want to be, you know, the hero. He doesn't want to, that doesn't
so
want to die.
So he gave it back. So they came to his front door and he just handed it over. Huh?
Let me read it to you, and it says right here. Yes, that much is true. Afifi, the son of an Islamic American community leader who died a year ago in Egypt, is one of only a few people who known to have found government tracking devices on their vehicle. He discovered some in the wake. His discovery comes in the wake of a recent ruling by the Ninth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals saying it's legal for law enforcement to secretly place a tracking device on a suspect's car without getting a warrant, even if the car is parked in a private driveway.
Mm-hmm.
How can they justify that with the Fourth Amendment? Can I read just for the people?
They don't have to.
I know they don't care about it, but let me just read it for people, because the sooner you figure out that these people don't follow their laws, they don't follow the highest law in the land,
mm-hmm.
and that they have their little judges there that go ahead and say, it's okay. Remember, the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals said that it's okay to place for the government to place a tracking device on your car while it's in your driveway. And it says this, the right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated.
Unreasonable. It's clearly reasonable.
Yeah, it's obviously reasonable for them to put a tracking device in your car.
It's reasonable for them to do whatever they want. They have reasons.
Right. That's all you need.
It's true.
I mean,
National security.
That's it.
The government necessity. All they have to do is say it's necessary. Government secrets. They've got all kinds of excuses and reasons for them to invade your privacy.
Brian Asleth from the American Civil Liberties Union in Washington State contacted Afifi after seeing pictures of the tracking device posted online and told him the ACLU had been waiting for a case like this to challenge the ruling.
Hmm.
This is the kind of thing that we throw lawyers at, Afifi said, Asleth told him. It seems very frightening that the FBI have placed a surveillance tracking device on the car of a 20-year-old American citizen who has done nothing more than being half Egyptian.
Hmm. And his dad's dead.
Yeah. A business marketing student at Mission College in Santa Clara discovered the device last Sunday when he took his car to a local garage for an oil change.
Hmm.
When a mechanic at Ali's Auto Care, these people stick together, raised his Ford Lincoln LS, only driven by gangsters, on hydraulic lifts. Afifi saw...
That's a good mechanic, man. I want to have a mechanic that'll enlighten me as to any weird devices he finds on my car.
I wish he would have stuck it to an 18-wheeler in a gas station truck lot and just let him track that, buddy.
That'd be awesome. More coming up here at 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. This is Free Talk Live. 1-8-259-9231.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Stouffer's. Let's Fix Dinner. Find dinner ideas to bring your family together at the table at letsfixdinner.com. Juggling schedules so that everyone eats together can be tough. Try starting with one family dinner a week, whenever you can fit it in. Take turns picking the meal and have everyone pitch in. Working together will bring your family closer, even if it is just once a week. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Sign up at hostgator.freetalklive.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at hostgator.freetalklive.com host you.
As gardeners, we can all relate.
What do you do with all of the excess food that you grow?
Freezing or canning may have been the process you've used, but the good folks at Excalibur Dehydrator have a healthy alternative to preserve the fruits of your labor. The Excalibur Dehydrator will help you preserve your fruits and vegetables quickly and easily, so you don't have to worry about premature spoiling. You can also use your Excalibur Dehydrator year-round to make delicious jerky. And the best part? The foods you dehydrate are free from excess additives, salt, and preservatives. And that's something we can all all do without. To learn more and to order your very own Excalibur Dehydrator, visit drying123.com and see how the Excalibur Dehydrator can help you preserve your favorite foods.
Mention coupon code GCN and receive a free book on how to preserve your foods.
Again, that's drying123.com, drying123.com, or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254 today.
If you're a regular listener of this station, then disaster survival is vitally important to you and your family. Long-term food storage, water filtration, emergency food preparation, and quality survival products are not just talk topics, but a way of life. We strongly believe in being prepared for any emergency. We are foodandwaterstore.com, owned and operated by people who are into emergency preparedness. And because we are preppers like you, we own and use the products we offer. You'll find quality name-brand proven products like Global Sun Ovens, Wonder Mill Flour Mills, Mountain House Foods, Satchel and Berkey water filters, and many more, plus videos and articles at foodandwaterstore.com. 90% of our customers are return customers because of our low prices and excellent customer service. We still believe the customer is always right. Discover what your family needs to weather any storm at foodandwaterstore.com or call 1-877-773-7123. Foodandwaterstore.com, helping you prepare for the storms of life.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves by dialing in toll-free, 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. You will enjoy the features on the site free. So head over there and enjoy those on us. In fact, if you want to, you can support the show. Maybe you like the fact that we give you the website features free. Well, you can always become a Free Talk Live amplifier for as little as $3 a month. We'll take that money in, reinvest it into the show, get on more radio stations around the country, and bring more internet listeners on board as well. You can go to amp.freetalklive.com to get signed up. You'll get perks like access to the amp-only call-in lines, amp-only forum, as well as the podcast. That's specially for amplifiers over at amp.freetalklive.com.
Totasac, it's a retail grocery bag carrier. It handles more than you can. It's now available for fundraisers, small independent resellers of general merchandise, or just people who want to have this really convenient little device in their lives. Go to totasac.us on the internet and send them an email if you want to get involved, or you can purchase a family pack right there of six online. It's the original green thing that's been available since 1997. It's put out by Game Engineering, totasac.us.
That's a great product. In fact, we're going to give you a chance to win
a pair
of Totasacs coming up here tonight, maybe sooner rather than later. We'll give you the number at the time that you'll need. It's a special number. It's not the regular call-in line. So
don't start calling the call-in line. That won't be any good.
Not the toll-free number. So we will give you that to you here in a moment. All right, 800-259-9231 is the number that you can get in touch with us if you want to talk about something. And joining you in the studio tonight, it is Ian.
And Sam.
And Mark.
Sam's here with us from ObscuredTruth.com. Now, before I get into another tracking-related story, ObscuredTruth.com, Sam, you've been busy with the the kidnapped baby story, and that's been fairly controversial. It's hit nationwide, if not international, news up here in New Hampshire. There was a couple last week that had their baby stolen from their arms by these government goons who are accusing them of... Well, I don't know. They're accusing them of being involved with the Oath Keepers, one of them being involved with this group that is opposed to violence and in favor of peaceful non-cooperation.
Right. Yeah.
And calling them a militia.
Exactly. They labeled Oath Keepers a militia, cited this as one of several reasons for wanting to take the guy's child, as well as the fact that he owns guns. But, you know, none of these things really relate to what's at hand. You know, is this child in danger? And there is... there's one allegation of abuse. It's 22 months old. They never filed charges on it, and they just suspect that this guy is the one who did it. And so, you know, some people are trying to skew it, but it's there's just really no justification, and it sets a precedent to let these bureaucrats come in and say, well, if you're part of this militia, then
right.
we can take your kids.
You know, and it's if you're abusing kids, then that's a reason to take kids, right? But if you're a member of Oath Keepers, it's not. And their little memorandum or whatever that piece of paper is that they hand down shouldn't mention your political affiliations at all.
But the allegation isn't just that. The allegation, as the people who support the government would say, and there's been a lengthy thread about this on the video as you posted over at freekeen.com, with people who basically support whatever the government does without question, and other people that just kind of support the government by default, because they figure, well, the government must know. I mean, they've got investigators.
They're experts, after all.
Yeah, so we should trust what the government
people say. We should trust what a bunch of bureaucrats who have no responsibility for their actions say.
And who get paid based on, you know, the kids that they have in the system.
Sure, you wouldn't want a system that's not doing anything to protect kids, right?
Right. So some of their allegations, and you having interviewed the couple, that's what your videos are. You can see them over at obscuredtruth.com, also up at freekeen.com. You can see these interviews. The allegations are that the female in the couple had two of her kids taken from her already, so therefore she's obviously abusive.
Right. And, of course, the mainstream media comes out and reports this story as a bomb scare. I know you guys talked about that earlier last week on the show. It's so outrageous the way the system really sort of takes the side of the government and supports it and backs it up and sort of tries to... mold people's thinking into what they should believe, and it's not always the case.
Well, tell me, though, I mean, do you think that it seems to me that all that I've heard so far from the side of the people that are trying to justify this kidnapping, and that's what it is, is that, well, there are allegations that she was abusive or that he was abusive. And the fact that the government has taken two kids from them already, or from her, because he wasn't the father of the first two that were taken, the fact that they've taken two kids already isn't proof of anything. As we can see, the government people can take kids without having to make anything as far as proof. They can just come in with allegations, take your kids from you, and then good luck to you to get them back. So I don't accept that. Just, you know, to point to the government and say, well, they should be able to take this third kid because they've already taken two kids, doesn't show me anything about why the first two were taken or why that was somehow justified. Well, I haven't heard anything about that.
I haven't been able to ascertain is did they go through some kind of court case to take these other two kids, or are they just allegations made by the Child Protective Services?
I don't know.
They're not saying. The government people, as I understand it, aren't revealing the details.
They don't tell you these things. And so here we are. It's supposed to be a government by the people, for the people, of the people, and all that nonsense. And then we're supposed to make informed decisions on a government that does not, refuses to comment on ongoing investigations. How am I supposed to have an opinion as the head of the government? That's me, right? I'm in charge here. I don't believe any of this crap, but that's what the idea is. How am I supposed to make an informed decision on how my employees are working?
Just trust us, Mark. Just trust us.
Yeah. What other boss would just trust employees without any kind of check and balance at any point or another?
And it's so frustrating because when you get into these family issues, especially if there's divorce or multiple people involved that have broken up and parted ways, it's never like a clean, clear-cut case. I mean, those are very, very rare. And so it's so easy for the government to step into that and just start skewing it and demonizing people and making it look awful. But every time I even come close to touching a story about kids being taken by CPS or DY, you know, FS, whatever they are here, I just get flooded with all kinds of other people. A guy wrote me and said he had 7 kids taken from him in a similar situation that was even worse than this case. And please help me. They all want help because there's just such injustice going on when it comes to what the government is doing with people's children.
It's huge.
And we look at the studies of how they're abused and
it's
how
so frustrating.
Awful these foster homes are.
And it's so frustrating when people are asking for help because what are we supposed
what can
to
I do? Right.
I'm ready to stop paying property taxes, but nobody else is. So what else am I supposed to do? I'm willing to defund these people, but nobody else is. So am I supposed to be the first person and then just kind of hope that everybody else jumps on board?
Yeah,
most people haven't paid off their home, so they can't stop paying the property taxes because the mortgage company will come and take their home from them. So what else can we do?
Whip out a magic legal wand that will force the Department of Children's and Services to the government to somehow give back their kids. Hey, look. This is the enemy, people. They're not going to be your friends. You can't somehow use the government against the government. I know it's been done before, but
I mean, and how popular,
it's not common.
I suppose there's a political solution, perhaps, of abolishing the DCYF, but how politically popular is that going to be?
Well, nobody. No, I haven't heard anybody say that. I've read people talking online about this a lot, and everybody says something to the effect of, look, we need the DCYF in order to do such and
children,
such, so and
children.
So. And I understand where they're coming from. There are absolutely people out there that are completely unqualified to have kids. However, my question is this organization, whose job it is to take kids from their parents, and that's what their job is, are they the best choice?
Here's the other complaint that they're one of the other allegations being leveled against this couple that had their baby stolen from them is that he, the man in the case, has been abusive to her. Now, she categorically denies that. So, just the
but
fact
it's easy, it's easy to make allegations in those circumstances.
Yeah.
It's easy to say that about a couple in these circumstances. And, it's also easy to target people who might be lower on the socioeconomic ladder. They can't be able to, they can't
hire lawyers.
And, I've seen these poor folks on the video and, it's tough. It's a tough circumstance. They don't have, they're not standing there in a suit and tie with a guy with a briefcase and the wife with the bow in her hair, talking like they just walked out of Yale. They're not. And so it's easy for people to make these, wife beater kind of comments. It's not fair. It's not nice. But
the most amazing part of Sam's video is when the cops come up to this woman who is in the midst of having a very tearful, sad interview with Sam outside on the hospital, somewhere on the hospital grounds, the outskirts of the grounds of the hospital. The police come up and hand her a trespassing notice.
Yeah.
And they basically tell her that the hospital has told her that she cannot come back to the hospital unless it's for an emergency. That if she comes back to the hospital for any non-emergency reason, she'll be arrested.
You can't protest at the place that allowed your baby to be stolen from you.
And knew about it.
By the people who just gave you the trespassing warning.
They assisted in the stealing.
They knew about it 2 days ahead of time. All the hospital staff.
1-800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. And if you want the TOTA sack, dial in at 603-435-1105. Second caller gets it, 603-435-1105 for the TOTA sack.
Have you ever wished that you could buy, sell, and trade in silver in your community? Del Valle Silver has a no-cost, turnkey setup for you. You recruit 6 to 8 businesses in your area to accept Del Valle Silver rounds as barter currency, and your wish is granted. You get paid, and you promote the use of real money. This isn't like so many other silver currency setups, where it's really just a system to sell high-priced rounds. It's a free market system based on Austrian economics. DelValleySilver.com. DelValleySilver.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-